At McDonald's, we're always working to build on our Happy Meal. Which is why we're giving your little ones the choice of a book or toy and are ditching hard plastic toys altogether. And why we've recycled old toys into Ronald McDonald House Charity's playgrounds. In fact, we're building one right now. Sorry for the noise. Participating restaurants only. Served from 11 a.m.
Hey guys, real quick, Quantum Week is a podcast where they take a random week and review the popular movies and music from that time. They've covered awesome movies like Top Gun, Fight Club, and Pulp Fiction, as well as songs by the Black Keys and Eminem. They might hate or love your favorite movie or song, but unlike some other pop culture podcasts, they'll always be honest. You can download and subscribe to Quantum Week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you download podcasts.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Thank Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Holy shit, you fucking bitches. What's going on? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. We're starting. We're almost on time. Sure, 24 minutes late. Zach D'Amico just walking in the room right now. Zach, I couldn't wait anymore. You know, I am on time every time, you know, the Real Ass Podcast. I've never been late once, to be honest with you. Hold on.
That's not true.
Monroe.
Oh, sorry.
I've never been late. Hello, Zach.
Hello, Louis.
Hello, Louis.
It just depends on what you count as late.
Look, the clock starts when I start, baby boy.
Then you're never late.
Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly. Right.
It's a famous quote from Gandalf. A wizard is never early, and a wizard is never late. He always arrives precisely the time he means to. So, you're Gandalf.
Don't bring that nerd shit to
bad?
The show.
Was that bad?
Doggy.
Am I out? Should I go?
If you're talking wizards, can talk Harry Potter, but that's as far as we fucking go.
Why are you dressed the way we would have made Monroe dress 50 years ago to do the show?
God damn it.
Zach, it's okay that you're late, baby boy.
He comes in.
He's here. That was good.
Yeah. Coming in hot.
That was good.
I apologize for my tardiness.
Yeah, I apologize for my retardiness.
Somebody,
oh, yeah, Gomez. We're partying, baby. What happened?
Somebody's Lyft driver deserved to get a DWO.
What's a DWO?
Driving while Oriental.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's terrible. Wow. What'd he do?
Just every wrong thing, every wrong lane. Somehow got us stuck behind a train in Brooklyn. I've never been at train tracks in Brooklyn.
Never. Wow. I didn't even know you can do that. I was about to ask like it was like railroad tracks.
Yeah,
or some
railroad
shit.
Tracks. I don't know how. I don't know where he went.
Where in Brooklyn?
I have no idea. It's a way. I take a lift here every day. Yeah, I've never been this way.
It was Queens. Yeah.
That was it. Yeah,
you ever think he was trying to kidnap you? Trying to sex traffic you?
I'm not trying to sex traffic, Zach. That would be
why not?
They sell me as bat meat.
I mean, no offense to Zach.
No, like you
probably
adorable,
but
Zach was like transgender.
He's too
like,
old.
Oh,
he's large. It's like someone trying to sell a VCR right now.
That's a fetish.
Like, nobody's.
Not even, I'm a Betamax.
Nobody's trying to buy a fucking
That's
Zach.
That's actually also how I identify sexually. A Betamax.
Hell yeah! Welcome to Wednesday, baby boy. You made it. You freak out on him though because I've learned my lessons.
No English, so no point.
No, you know he'd be lying, noises. Right?
Of course.
Okay.
But just, yeah, it was, yeah. He got off the BQE because it was traffic, which is like, what, do you think it's going to be better?
Yeah.
If we have a red light every block?
Yeah.
It was one of those. I'm furious.
Was he going off his, like, intuition, or was he just had it in the map?
I don't fucking know.
But they did build the railroad tracks, so maybe he knew like a secret passage. Right?
My grandfather died making these tracks. I will cross them every day.
You guys are driving on the railroad tracks.
I mean, yeah, when there's a language barrier, there's just nothing you can do. Like, what is he? But he would understand yelling.
That's what you think. Black people do that, and it never works.
Yeah, the movie plays the same anyway.
Yeah.
But Zach, you
they know. I'm telling you, they know enough English, but they can just use that as an excuse when they fuck up. I've watched it. I've watched people talk on the phone with their friends, and then they fuck up, and they're like, "Oh no, no."
Think about when we used to sell tickets. Every Asian pretends they don't speak English.
Yes.
Yeah, that is the way to get out of talking to a stranger. Like, just act like you don't speak English. Because if they're good at stopping on the street, I used to sell comedy club tickets on the street. That's how I got into the world of comedy.
Yeah.
And it was not barking. Barking's a different thing. I used to accost strangers, and it was not about comedy. It was not about getting them into that show. It was about getting a yes. It was about getting the money out of their wallet for these tickets. Whether they used them or not was inconsequential.
Yeah.
So it was a very good exercise in learning sales. But if anybody just simply pretended to not speak English, you just move on. So I learned that very, very quickly. So when I went to Jamaica the first time in Negril, because they were very aggressive. They were saying at a shitty resort.
Yeah.
You got to say like a nice resort or like a private beach.
Yeah.
Because if you're in the public, dude, these Negrillians.
I knew he was going
to
say that.
They are aggressive. I'm telling you right now, dog. It is crazy. They try to sell you everything.
I like that you said it like it's like half black, half reptile.
Negrillian. Fatality. Negrillian.
It's like, but you know what's weird? Because I went to China.
Black reptile.
It's Kool-Aid.
Not fucking with you. I had to act like I was offended.
Yo,
I had to. Come on, Zach.
That was the line.
Come on, Zach.
You know, turn invisible, they just turn the lights out.
Let me introduce our guest real quick before we continue down this racist tirade.
I didn't know it was racist.
Shout out to the racist live chat. We have some incredible guests today. As always, two incredible guests. You guys know him formerly from No Need for Apologies. Now just doing bigger and better things. Podcasting's it's small potatoes. That's what I say.
Oh, I just wanted to do other things.
Small potatoes is podcasting. That's what I say. Don't even worry about it, ladies and gentlemen.
See, small potatoes when he's getting all the potatoes.
That's right. Beans, greens,
potatoes, tomatoes. He got the whole salad.
25% turkey,
rat, you name it. Yeah, I get a percentage of everyone's potatoes. Like, a little potato for me, a little cabbage here, like, look, a little bit of meat.
Small potatoes, big potatoes.
You own the farmland, Louis. Yeah. You own the farmland.
On Uber Eats. You're like, I know this motherfucker took a handful of my fries.
Yep. Yeah. He controls the size of the potatoes. Yep.
Podcast equivalent of a landowner right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monroe Martin.
Yeah, yo.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. All right, sweet. Also, you guys know him from his new special available on YouTube, Raybold Retires from Comedy. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Brett Raybold.
Hello. How are you guys?
What's up, kid?
Good to see you.
I like the suit today.
Oh, it's just my street clothes.
Yeah.
Just came into my street clothes.
Yeah. Do you wear that on stage every time?
I actually do. Any headlining show where I'm paid money, I will only ever wear the tuxedo. That's true. Yeah. So if I'm paid.
So any show, like a bar show.
I have worn it to bar shows with like six people.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funnier because I look even more like a loser, but I enjoy it.
Yeah. Is it like a showman thing? Like, is it like Tom Papa? Like, I'm coming to work.
It's kind of like it's in between most things I do, which is like, it's half bit, it's half sincere.
Okay.
And, cause it's kind of, you're like, why is he wearing a tux?
Yeah.
But then I don't really talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I'm the guy in the tux.
Right.
But you're just, when I do stand up, I don't mind wearing the tux cause, especially for paid shows, but it does. I've performed mostly, you know, a lot of like.
You feel like you look good. And that makes you feel like when I feel like I look good, I'm performing better on every level. Like right now, I'm back hardcore on the diet. My arms are looking great, Jenny. You don't even got to say it. I know it exists. I don't even need the words. Natalie, it's fine. If you want to jump on and like let me know how attractive I am, that's okay too. We're going to get to the bottom of all this. But I know because I feel like I look better, I am performing at a higher level. I'm sitting at my microphone in a more confident way. I'm fucking, I drive my car better. I fucking walk better. I shop better. I eat. I'm just, everything is better because I feel like I look better. And is that the way you feel with your tuxedo on?
Honestly, it stems largely from it's just on self-produced shows. I have to give him the guest of snake if you have to, or it's. You keep updating the board, don't you?
Yeah. That is
3 days a week.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm excited.
update the board.
I don't recognize that sound.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck everyone. Try to step in our way. Me and Zach Amico, we're fucking coming for you.
You have a very combative personality.
I am.
You?
Why? Do you know somebody wants to go?
No, not off the top of my head. I mean, I'll do it.
You want to go?
Sure.
You trying to go?
Sure.
Bloody Knuckles, give me a coin.
But is he going to wear the suit?
Yeah.
Okay.
While we play Bloody Knuckles?
Oh, shit. I thought y'all was going to fight.
No, he... Come on, doggy. He don't want this.
What's Bloody Knuckles?
That's where you take a coin, you put it on the table, and you flick it into each other's knuckles.
You see how he avoided a fight? He was like, I don't want to fight.
Because you were ready to fight.
Yeah, I see. He was like, oh, just Bloody Knuckles.
He was ready. He was like, let's go. We can fight.
I mean, I guess if we have to.
That'd be so much fun.
Yo.
I would have so much fun. Yeah, this is Bloody Knuckles.
This is Bloody Knuckles.
Look at them trying to impress this girl. She doesn't give a shit.
She don't give
at
a
all.
Shit.
See, she's you like, go a quarter, right? I'd say a nickel.
A nickel.
Because it's taller, so it'll do more damage, and it's got more weight to it.
Okay.
A tall, weighty nickel.
Okay, so...
I always thought quarters were heavier.
Yeah, I think a quarter would be... I mean, I understand what you're saying. The nickel's not
the ridge.
Heavier.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I meant it's got more of a ridge.
Look, really what you want is a Sacagawea dollar, and you want to just get crazy. crazy with a second or a Mexican.
But that would be considered
like a
racist.
Mexican $10,000 piece
Chuck
or whatever.
Cheese token.
It's an octagon shaped hollow coin.
A slammer.
Yeah, you get a fucking.
The juice, please.
Doggy, I used to fuck. We used to tear each other the fuck up with some Bloody Knuckles. But if you want to fight, Brett, I'll fucking destroy you, dude.
Okay, sure. Yeah, let's
I'll
do it.
Destroy you, dude. You want to go right now on camera, right
I
now.
I mean, sure, if I have to.
You don't have to.
I mean, you know, if I guess I'll have to do it. I have to defend my honor as a
What man, if you just went through with this bit and we just went to.
What if he has a gun and a violin case next to him?
Why the violin case?
It just goes with you.
Okay.
Brett, you look like you're dressed like in the scene right before you die in a superhero movie when you become a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a crazy sort of psychotic thing about you.
I think that checks out. I think I have I won't say sociopathic because I think a lot of people like think it's trendy to say I'm a sociopath, but I think I have a sociopath adjacent arc about myself. Would you say, Monroe, based off of your 10 minutes of knowing me?
I don't know.
You guys just meet today?
It's in the eyes. Well, we've met in passing a bunch of times.
It's like comedy meet in passing. Yeah but not really.
Right. Yeah. So now you guys are getting to know each other through the best way, which is through me as like a fucking vessel of love.
The great connector.
Yes. Dude, you guys fucking just plug right into me and I fucking like let Avatar. You know. Like this is a magical show, by the way. That's Might true. I add, what we do here, like what other show does this? We're like the new fucking show where you get to come out and meet fun young comedians. And, you know, the new fucking edgy guys on the fucking block, the guys that are fucking ready to, you know, make people laugh. This is the show.
This is the modern day Dangerfield comedy special.
This is essentially, yes, this is the biggest deal in comedy to get this show.
Why do you think I wore a fucking tuxedo?
I know.
I take this seriously, you know, for some reason.
Tuxie don't.
That is a play on words.
It's keeping the ladies paying attention.
Natalie,
don't mockingly laugh at me, okay? I want real genuine laughter at all times from everyone in my booth, okay? We have a new producer, Natalie. We've been trying to break her in slowly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How has she been doing?
So far, it's been good. Shannon, how has Natalie been doing so far? Do you like her?
I do. I mean, she hasn't annoyed me at all, which is like a big bar.
Yeah.
You know, that to for people to pass, but she's in like the learning stage right now.
How's she gotten at reading addresses?
Let's see. Do you want to test it?
Can we test? Pull up an address. Pull up an address. I need some sexy music. Pull up any address. Last time we tried to get her to give the address here.
We can try that address again.
No.
I can read an address better. I can't give you a sexy voice. It's just not possible.
Let's see. She does have Brett Rabel the voice. She looks like she'd be referencing Gandalf. She's a nerdy broad. You can tell she's hot, but she's definitely a nerdy broad for sure. No offense, Natalie.
No, that's 100% accurate.
Yeah, you can tell she's fucking, you know. She doesn't know she's attractive. It's like
somebody takes her ponytail out and shakes her hair.
Yeah. What was that fucking movie? She's All That.
Yeah, something like all the white movies in the 90s.
Yeah, that's what you are, dude. Yeah. We need to fucking, we need to take your glasses off.
Exactly. I was like, someone give me glasses. So that
we need to get you a boob job, maybe some butt implants.
Imagine Lewis paying for it on the real ass. Like, it's part of the healthcare plan.
Yeah. That's my version of that movie, though. It's like, she is already hot. And I'm like, nah, she needs a boob job.
She can be better.
It's a person already has a double D cup. You're like, we still need a boob job. They just gotta be bigger.
No, I think she gotta dress a little sluttier. That's the problem. You have a nerdy girl thing, which is great. Now, Shannon, let me ask you a question, Shannon, because now we do have a younger bird. In the birdhouse. Younger bird in the birdhouse.
Right.
Yeah, I got it. We got a younger bird in the birdhouse. Does that make you intimidated at all, Shannon?
No, I really enjoyed it. Because there's been a couple of times in conversation where there's someone who's actually understands my point of view, and it's very different, and I appreciate it.
I don't know. I've seen Shannon be pretty cold and mean to her. I think she's worried.
I haven't been mean to her yet. I have not been mean to her. You can ask her.
No, that's true.
No, I've seen it. She's worried about the younger bird in the birdhouse.
Does she talk to you? Does she talk to you like you're an old lady? Like, does she
say, Miss Shannon?
Miss Shannon?
She's like, pardon me, Miss Lee? Excuse me?
Ma'am? I mean, look, I can sense there's a little bit of tension between Shannon and Natalie. So we'll see what happens here.
Some would even say sexual tension.
Say maybe.
Oh.
Hey, no one's going to hate. If you guys started dating and hooking up on air on the show every morning, no one would hate that. We would probably increase the viewership. Yeah. And one of your jobs, Natalie, as a producer here at Gas Digital, is to increase viewership and to make the fans and producers happy. At any cost.
So we're about to have Lewis say, show a little skin.
This is the one that's going to bring the ship down.
Whatever. She's cool. She said she was cool the first day when I put her on the spot on the air.
All I know is I'm in a documentary when she snitches. I'm here, right here, just sexual harassment. No,
Natalie, if you're the reason we go down... Oh,
she's going
to
snitch. Look at her. That is a tattletale face.
But I also want to work. I want to get a job here. So
that's how the article always starts.
I know.
The article always starts. I really
she wanted
needed
a job.
I needed
what she
a
got
job, but I didn't know
was
at
a lot
what
worse.
Cost.
I'm making it very clear. We're pieces of shit animals, Natalie. You need to know that now. I'm making it clear on air.
There was no,
no misconceptions.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
He donates to charity every once in a while. Oh, shit. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I do donate to charity once in a while.
What charities do you donate to?
I don't want to tell. Scumbags. I don't want to say.
Really?
Because I don't want people to realize who I'm trying to protect myself against.
Oh, shit.
I don't want you to know my crimes against society. Yeah. You could probably deduce them from the charities that I've been donating to.
Okay. Are you just donating to RAIN? No whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
you got to protect myself. We'll see. No, I donate to some charities here and there. It's not even like I donate regularly to a charity. I'll just be online and something will tickle my pickle one day. I'm like, you know what?
That's one of the charities.
Tickle my pickles.
It's actually a pedophile.
I donated to pedophiles.
I don't want to take it there.
You can take it. Take it there, Monroe. Who cares? Go hardcore, baby. It's a real ass podcast. It's the one place you can go there. You tell them, be like, I was with Lewis. They're fucking animals. I was trying to fit in. They forced me.
I'm like, they held my hand.
Yeah. I love it. So, look, let's do some plugs real quick, and then we got to start this show. We haven't even started yet. That's where we're at right now. Brett, we got the plug.
Yeah, I have to plug. I am now officially issuing a cryptocurrency. Go to brettcoin.org, Brett, B-R-E-T, coin.org. We are going to launch very soon I'm trying to fund a movie I wrote called Race the Movie. It's about race. I wrote it with my friend Christian. We have sent it out to a lot of producers, managers, and agents. Everyone has said it's funny, but we don't want to be the ones who make it. So I'm trying to raise the money on my own because I believe in the project. You can get in on the ground floor before I go to market. If you'd like to invest in my Brett coin, I am an undervalued comedian. Go to brettcoin.org or email me, brettrabel@gmail.com, just Brett with one T, and invest. We'll make money together. I believe I am underrated and undervalued. You should too. Go buy my Brett coin and you can get rich off of me working hard for your money. So that's nice. What I would like to plug.
How much is Brett coin?
We're going to go, we're going to do an IBO, which is an initial Brett offering of 1 million shares valued at 10 cents a share, giving me a market cap of $100,000, which is a steal, if you know. So that's a steal. So you can get in before we go to market. Basically, you can be a private investor. And if you submit a resume, maybe I'll put you on my board of directors.
Oh,
I would love to be on the board
honestly,
of directors. Of
honestly, you know
That'd
what?
Be fun.
Yeah.
Why don't you just give me some shares and I'll be on the board of directors? We'll get this thing going, baby.
I actually, Lewis, I would love to talk about the realities of that.
Let's talk about that. I would love to own a piece of you.
For real. This isn't a bit.
It's not a bit. I'm reading it right. I'm on fucking Brettcoin.org right now.
It's good. I genuinely think I think I can get this coin hyped. I think it's a good cryptocurrency.
So you're valuing yourself at $100,000.
I'm valuing myself currently at $100,000. We are issuing, in total, there have been created 21 million in one.
So this is overall, over your lifetime.
This is going to be over my whole career, yeah. I'm about 6.5, 7 years.
Way undervalued.
Oh my God. Exactly.
Even if you fail.
Exactly. With the unemployment I've made, I'm undervalued.
This is all earnings, not even just your comedic earnings.
So that is $100,000 at the start of the offering is the present value of my future earnings, which is a steal. I have already made more than $100,000 in my 6.5, 7 years at doing comedy. So
Even if you make $25,000 a year, you valued yourself.
Which I've made that 3 years in a row. You could kind of argue this
That's
last
sad.
Year doesn't count. It's pretty good though,
That's
honestly.
Pretty sad. That's cool.
It's not wholly sad.
No, but it's still good for us who are trying to buy into Brettcoin. I like this. It's not bad.
Exactly.
I would like some shares.
I got it.
Buy some Brettcoin. This is not bad.
Come on, Monroe.
I already got Dogecoin. I don't know what the fuck to do with that. I got a little bit of Ethereum or whatever the fuck
Ethereum?
It's called.
There
Ethereum.
There you go. It's undervalued.
And some Bitcoin.
I thought those were batteries. I was like, I do need some Ethereum batteries.
You should invest in Ethereum and Brettcoin. So it's going to be worth a lot. I got an hour special. I got a jazz album. I got my own cryptocurrency. I have so many products. Own podcasts, which we film at this network.
I mean, technically, it's kind of like when an NBA player will buy into. So this is like, I'm your NBA player.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yes.
But I'm actually.
But I'll pump up the value of Brettcoin and then sell all my Brettcoin.
Yeah.
Get in, get
That's
out.
The
I'll,
thing.
I'll make my money that I didn't invest back.
No, you should hold for the long term.
When do I get paid out on it?
Whenever you want to sell, but I think you should hold for the long term because I have a lot of coals in the fire that I can't yet talk about, but just trust me, invest so I can make a movie that no one told me they wanted to make, even though everyone said it was funny.
I don't know if this movie is the idea. I think the idea is we get you a podcast, they're low cost, get you on Patreon. We won't get you on Gas Digital. Let's get you on Patreon.
Okay.
That'd be dope.
Then we go see him live and we're like, fell.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what I think would be fucking hilarious is like if I had a TV set that wasn't good and just the value of it plummeted. Yeah. I also think that's funny. I both think it's a bit and interesting unironically.
I agree.
So,
Monroe, what do you have to plug?
None of that shit. I got some show.
And
look,
like, buy my album.
Yo, I don't got none of that shit going on. I am creating. I'm working on a special. I'm working on an album. I got a bunch of shows coming up. You can just follow me on my socials, MonroeMartinComedy.com, MonroeMartinIII. The most recent show I got coming up is a Zoom show, so you can come hang out there. That's on the 30th. And then I'm at the Stand. I'm doing an hour at the Stand on the 26th.
Sick. Very cool.
That's it. But you can buy into some Rocoin.
Rocoin.
Whatever you want to pay.
Whatever.
Whatever you want to pay. If you want to give me 100, give me 100. If you want to give me 10 cent, give me that shit too.
I love it. Monroe, go check him out. Buy some Brettcoin. Buy some Rocoin.
the sky's the limit here with the potential. Of the
I didn't even know you can do that. Podcast.
We need to do an investment special where we figure out how to. I know nothing about investments. Janet, I want you to book that. We're doing an investment special where I'm going to not only learn how to invest, but I'm going to actually invest.
Wow.
I can give you the investment presentation for Brettcoin to see if you would like to.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I have a PowerPoint. It's not, I don't have it with me, but yeah. So
Zach,
check out my other shows on the network. Bye, guys. Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. Zach Meagle's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Cattle's Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And I'll be in Cleveland at Hilarities tomorrow night with Luis J. Gomez.
Hell yeah, dude. Can't wait. Very, very excited about Cleveland tomorrow night. Come the fuck out if you guys are watching live or if you're watching this on Gas Digital. Got some other live shows coming up as well. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Every time we do that, Zach.
Doing the McConaughey.
I think if you're going, oh. What is going on? Why am I having issues with my internet?
That's that Brettcoin.
On my computer. Is this bandwidth?
They hacked your site.
Is temporarily unable to serve your request. Site reaching
bandwidth. I am a villain.
Oh, is that on my website?
Yeah.
God damn it. That is on my
Not
website.
Not as cool, though.
All right.
Yeah, we're all good here with the internet.
Fuck you. GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website. Go subscribe. Get the premium service. Use the promo code RAP. Get access to the complete on-demand library for every episode of every show that we've ever done. All of the Legion of Skanks. All of the Real Ass Podcasts. Believe you me. Gomez watches Seinfeld. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Shannon Lee hires The Thing Is Ding. Fuck yeah. Okay. What an incredible deal. $8 a month. You get access to everything. And also go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab tickets for any of these shows. I'm going to be in Connecticut May 21st with Zach Amico and Colin Turrell at the farm at Marlboro Hill, I think it's called. Carter Hill, something. It's on my website, guys. It's in Connecticut. It's going to be fucking dope. Then me, Dave Smith, Big J. Okerson, and Zach Amico, Legion of Skanks live down in Austin, Texas, the last week of May. Big J's recording an album. We're going to be jumping on a bunch of those shows as well. I think the Thursday before, the 27th of May, is going to be the podcast. Look out for those tickets very, very soon if you guys are in Texas. We're all going down. And also June 4th and 5th, I'll be at the Plaza, Las Vegas. Comedy Works at the Plaza. Got San Diego coming up. I got Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club coming up at the end of July. Lots of stuff coming up. LewisofSkanks.com is a website. Go to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Follow me there. And look out for my fight. The date is booked.
Who are you fighting?
Jason Ellis.
Okay.
Thought it was me.
He got hands?
Yeah, he's got some hands.
What goes into you choosing a competitor, who you're going to fight?
Oh, he wanted to fight you.
He started popping off at the mouth, and then I fucking had to, I had to let him know that I was fucking ready. I ain't afraid of no man. I don't give a fuck.
This man, y'all can have Brettcoin sponsor the fight.
I would love to. Pull up a Jason Ellis compilation.
Collaboration.
You want to be on the board, Monroe?
I don't know shit. I would tank your company. I don't know shit.
Doesn't matter.
Just let me get a piece. Let me get a little piece.
So, yeah, I'm fighting. It's going to be October. We haven't officially announced the actual date.
Wait, who? You fighting that guy?
Yeah.
Which one? The one with the one who got knocked down? Or the one
who got knocked down, yeah. But that was a UFC heavyweight.
Okay.
So he's the guy punching right now.
Yeah, the guy that tapped him out.
Lewis, for how long? I actually have no idea. Oh.
Boom.
What?
What was that?
How is that a highlight?
He's a radio host.
He's a radio host who has professional MMA fights.
Oh, okay. Because that just felt like a sucker punch where I'm like, I could do that to Monroe now. I mean, it wouldn't hurt you that much, but.
That's dope. He knocked him out? He got knocked out?
He knocked him out.
That's pink?
Yeah.
Is that pink?
Damn. That's Uriah Faber.
I love fighting in jeans.
Yo, who's he? Daniel Bryan?
Him and Brendan Schaub.
Does he do that?
Daniel Bryan, he did it for a little bit.
He's the redheaded guy?
So the thing is, he brings a bunch of guys in.
He's like a dirty redhead or something like that. Like dirty blonde or some shit.
Yeah.
He brings a bunch of guys in that are actual professional MMA fighters, and he'll box them and get beat up by them. He doesn't give a shit. He's crazy.
Yeah.
But he's been training a bunch. He's got two professional fights. So
this is kind of working your way up the ladder because you're getting closer to fighting. If he fought professionally for two fights, this would be the closest you've gotten to that, right?
I will say right now, I will more than likely not be fighting again after this.
Why? What happened?
This guy's gonna fucking kill him.
No, that's not true, Zach. I'm gonna fuck him up, doggy. Come on.
Have you ever thought about? Have you heard of Charlie Zelenoff?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever thought about issuing a challenge to him?
No, I don't give a shit about that stuff. What I like. All right, it's fine, Shannon. We got it. So what I like about this is truly trying to challenge myself, getting in shape. Like, I'm not trying to just fucking swing on some fucking crazy dude that wants to become YouTube famous.
Yeah.
I want to actually, like, see if I could fucking test myself and beat this guy in a fight.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, look, I have nearly 6 months.
Yeah.
And we'll see what's up. I'm excited. I'm legitimately excited to go do it.
But why do you say this is going to be your last?
Because I'm almost 40 and it's a lot. Like, it's a lot of, like, my hands are always fucking in pain. My feet are always in pain. I'm, like, I'm constantly injuring myself.
Yeah.
It's just a lot to put my body through.
And your head. Like, dude, have you ever heard an old boxer talk?
Yeah.
If Lewis wants to continue to talk for a living, he should probably not get punched in the head a lot.
I think I'll continue to train. I'll continue to spar. And it's just, like, it's a lot. There's a lot leading up to it. You have to, like, invest. And I'm not a fighter. It's not something that I want to do.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like, well, what's the point of this?
Yeah.
How far am I going to fucking take this? You know, I'm going to keep on getting fights.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, I end up getting sponsors, and they're going to pay me a decent amount of money to do it. It's like... it's not a bad gig.
Yeah.
When I really look at it, like, I'm like, shit, dude, it's fucking.
Like, Paulie loses all your money.
Yeah,
gets a robot butler.
But if I was 20 years old, I would get into training more and really. I'm just too old to fucking put my body through this. And yeah, it's a lot. But I'm gonna do this. It's gonna be the end of October. And it's going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Then you're riding into the sunset. 3,000 people heist.
On pay-per-view. You guys will all be able to buy it on pay-per-view. You better fucking believe it. I'm going to tell you right now, people have not seen shit yet. I know everyone's like, you guys get to see what I'm fucking showing you.
Yeah.
New Fight Journal coming out today. It's going to be fucking wild, guys. So that's look dope. The fuck out. It's going to be dope. Going to be dope. All right. Let's talk about some of these things. All right. Let's see, 43-year-old woman faces 3 years for revenge porn after posting pics of woman she found in her fiance's phone. You get 3 years for that?
Wait, what's revenge porn?
So let's say I fuck you, right? Me and you.
Done.
Why me?
Why? Happy ending.
asked. You and
I didn't ask to be fucked by you, Lewis.
All right, let's say Zach.
You didn't say no exactly.
No.
You know, so I'm making sweet love to you.
No.
We take video of said incident.
Okay. Uh-huh.
All with your consent.
Yeah.
You're loving this. You're way in. But then we break up. Things go awry.
Okay.
And then I say, you know what? This fucking little Ho Monroe, he thinks he's going to go and start fucking Brett Raybould behind my back now?
Wait, why? No.
It ain't happening.
Come on.
Yeah, dude, the hammer.
What? Brett, come on.
Brett's now laying down that little. I bet he's got a big, thick cock, too. Because he's a little skinny white guy.
You know what I love about coming on the show? Every time I come on the show, Lewis says I have a big dick.
I bet it's a big dick.
It's really my favorite
thing. I bet
thing.
You got a hammer.
Thank you.
I bet Brett Raybould's got a fucking hammer.
I don't need to dispel any
rumors.
I don't
know nothing about it.
He's,
I don't want to be fucked.
He's slamming in the ass now.
What
I'm
about
bothered
Zach?
By this.
Zach, so you and Zach, no.
Zach is masturbating in the corner.
Yeah. I'm filming.
Counts.
Yes. So then I say, to get revenge on you, I take the videos and I put them out on the internet of me and you banging.
Yeah.
And
without your consent.
Without your consent.
I mean, if you consented to being recorded, you understood that both of y'all control the outcome of that video.
No, that's the opinion of a logical adult.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, look, there's definitely chicks who have my dick. Like, if they posted my dick.
Yeah, no,
I mean, that's...
It's an invasion of
privacy.
I didn't
know that was a crime. Like, the amount of girls that have my dick, like I'm actually kind of going, like, oh, it's an actual crime.
But did you send them the dick? If you sent them the dick,
yes,
it is now their possession. It's their photo. You gifted that to them.
But then you don't own the possess the photo of
Lewis's dick. All right, think about when you record.
As valuable of an NFT as that would be.
No. All right, you record a set for Comedy Central. Comedy Central go, yeah, that's your material, but we recorded it, so we get to do whatever the fuck we want with it. You signed it away once you did that set. Once you sent that dick,
but
that picture was for her to she.
I understand both sides of this, please.
You know what? I'm not going to fuck you after all, just for that. no, but that's not how it works. If you didn't, he didn't have a contract where he signed it and said,
it's also true.
Hey, you know, person to lose. Hey, Shannon. Just kidding. So I'm so sorry, Shannon. Don't cut my mic. Shannon now hates me. But if Lewis, it's not like Lewis signed and said, you now own this photo of my dick and you can do what you want with it. It is.
It's a verbal agreement. And he said, you want to see my dick? She said, yes, you gifted her the dick pic.
But
it's hers. She can fucking doodle on the picture if she wanted
to.
Go. She can do whatever the fuck she
wants. All right. So the intent of posting it, it's not like she took a piece of art and displayed it in her house and then you're trying to arrest her for it.
That's
to the internet in order to embarrass
to slander
you.
To
slander you. Exactly. Or
so
to show off your awesome.
That's defamation.
Yeah, but maybe it is defamation, but it's also, I don't know the official legal jargon, but it's also just like egregiously wrong.
It's fucked up. I didn't say it's right, but logically I can get why these people think they're
so
right.
So technically, because I was always like this, like you always, if a girl really wanted to get you back, she could like send you a picture of her of like, her sucking your best friend's dick. You can't actually post it.
I would.
You have to just like look at it, and it has to hurt you. You can't send it to her family. What if you email it to everybody you know? Is that revenge porning somebody?
Oh, I think definitely. Yeah.
That's what happened here. So it doesn't say email, but it says that she shared the pictures and a 4-page letter about the cheating with her friends and family members. It doesn't say by what method.
Wow. I'm ready.
Yeah. And this was thrown out in 2018. This was thrown out. And now they appealed it and brought it back to court in 2021.
Wow, this bitch. Yeah. So
his stroke game was probably weak and he's embarrassed by it.
Maybe.
Because if you're fucking it up, then you're like, I don't give a shit. I was doing a good job
anyway.
Well,
it's not
anyway.
Necessarily his
it's
dick.
A business
All it
card.
Says was pictures.
Photos on his phone.
Think about how much
of
rate
a woman,
oh.
of a woman.
So here's the
found.
Thing. Is it?
Oh, it's
is
a whole
it
other woman.
Because it's a third party. So she didn't own those pictures. They were on his phone.
Oh, no. This is fucked up. That's fucked up.
So this is a completely third party.
You're completely third
yeah,
party.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
taking
yeah.
someone else's content
yeah.
that was sent to someone else. And distributing it.
Okay, I thought the person who sent it, they also got their shit like sent out. Like they were like, I sent you a nude, and then you sent it on the internet or whatever. That's
remember,
what
remember that guy Jake Flores was trying to say we were revenge
yeah.
porning him.
Montreal Martin
what
7.5.
Jake Flores, he did porn a few years ago.
Twitter, right? Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, the guy on Twitter, yeah. He's a comedian who did porn a few years ago. You remember the guy we got into an argument with at the stand?
Yeah. He's a porn star now?
No, not a porn star. He did porn, like...
Just because he did it, you're not a star.
Maybe 4 years ago.
I can't
ago.
Say I'm a comedy star, right? I'm in a Tux on Real
But it wasn't
podcast.
Just porn.
He did humiliation, like S&M videos.
Oh,
so
shit.
It was
not, by the way... Big fan of the genre, not talking shit about his choices.
Him, yeah. It's like his hands tied behind his back and girls... punching him in the balls and calling him a pussy and a faggot. And then they make him cum on a cookie and they feed him the cookie and he eats his own cum off a cookie.
Okay.
It's a goddamn nightmare.
Sure.
So he goes and does this and he's on some website. So some guys from the Cumtown subreddit.
It's on gasdigital.com.
It's on Louis J. Gomez presents Louis J. Gomez.com. You guys can get it. No, it's on the internet. So some people.
It was on like a clips for sale site.
Yeah. Oh, so some people took the videos and posted it to the Cumtown website or message board. And it made its way back to Twitter and Reddit. And Jake Flores, he thinks I shared it. Yeah. I've never shared it once. Literally not once. Not one single fucking time. And he's like, yeah, he deleted the tweets. First of all, you can't delete tweets. You could fucking, any day you could Wayback Machine anybody's Twitter. You could see what they posted. There's no truly deleting tweets. You know, you could fucking, but he's saying, these people are revenge porning me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what revenge porn is. You did porn. It's available on the internet and people are sharing it.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do with
revenge porn. That's vastly different.
Yeah. And they paid for it because it's on clips for sale.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that website. Is it a porn website? I'm being sincere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like you can have like a personal page and you sell video clips.
Is it basically OnlyFans?
But what did he think was going to happen? Like, you ate the cum cookie, they recorded it. What do you think? They were just going to like hide it somewhere? Like,
I don't
know.
Think he's genuinely embarrassed about that. I think that he's like, he doesn't like being trolled about it ultimately. So it's like,
they were going to troll you regardless.
Yeah.
Somebody was going to find you.
I don't think that he would be, I don't think at the time he knew that he would be like an arch nemesis of a bunch of racist podcasts. He had no idea like where his world was going to go. Like, you know, nobody saw this coming. We didn't see this coming. I had no idea, you know? So, but it is delightful. Yeah. You guys.
And so you got in, you got in, he, why did he just assume you?
Cause Lewis spit on him.
I
didn't spit on him, bro. I spoke at him loudly, and maybe some spit came out of my mouth.
Why were you mad at him? Was but he now an Uber driver? Sense or
why he let you spit on him?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he liked it. Yeah. He was like, ooh, get me wet.
He kept being me. Yeah, do that again.
Quick, let me get a cookie.
All right. So, so yeah, does this woman, does she deserve to be going to jail for posting pictures of a woman she found her fiance cheating with?
3 years a long
time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You think she deserves to go to jail?
She deserves the jail. Wow. And that's just my blackness speaking.
That is true.
Absolutely.
Black people never. Black people.
Yeah. Everybody gets a turn.
Yeah, everybody. Take her ass to jail. Yep. Yeah. Especially. Jail needs her right now.
I think she should go to jail too. That is also my blackness talking.
Look at that. Yes, thank you.
Yes, no problem.
What happened at the Miami airport, Shannon?
There was a fight that broke out over available seats on the plane, and there were multiple people. Hold on 1 second.
Is it filmed?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh shit. Somebody awesome. getting dragged. Damn. They wait.
There's
the
two?
Delta Go. There's two tickets left.
Whoa. Oh my God. That's stomping.
Y'all figure it out.
Can we get a better
I
angle?
Love it. Yo, this lady sitting and filming so nonchalantly.
Yo, she's rules. Getting all the action. She also records those Captain America movies.
See, if she had just done it in horizontal,
she wouldn't have to do
both.
Back and forth.
Yeah,
but she didn't go to film school. This is TikTok.
Yeah, you could argue it's good documentary.
This
filmmaking.
Lady is probably getting more. She's getting up front. She's getting
come on,
B-roll.
Dude, don't get in the way.
I mean, guys, I would rather them just choose one of the fights to get a good close. Oh, she's kicking her in the asshole.
I'm just picturing the airline attendant being like, okay, we have one ticket.
That dude was like, enough.
Throwing down a pool stick and being like, you're going to have to.
All right.
The fact that no one.
I would assume when this happens that this is like a massive crime. Like.
So it's whatever assault is. Plus, definitely, there's extra because at the airport.
Oh, they're going more. Oh, hell yeah.
Damn.
I mean, you have to be a psycho.
I hope it's first class, because if you're doing this shit for coach or economy comfort.
Monroe.
What?
You think these people got first class? Come on now, Monroe. What are we talking about
look,
here?
The STEMI hit differently for different people. So some people treat it differently. All right. Party. So that this could be like their trip to Florida.
Yeah. I was ready for my mimosa.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah, fuck that.
It is true. The people who would get in a fight at an airport don't have the money to
so
have.
What was this shit over? What was it for?
What was it over, Shannon?
And what airline was it?
It said the arrest report said the fight started over a lack of standby seats available for the flight. Only one person was arrested for disorderly conduct, and one person was injured.
That's
all those people being
there
thrown
seven
around.
People in the fight, yeah.
Only one person got arrested?
Yeah. So that means the rest of them was pantomiming because they're like, I don't really want to go. Yeah. I'm just trying to.
I would assume like any crime committed in an airport
is way worse.
Is there extra charges in an airport? By the way, I steal from airports regularly.
It's so easy to steal from an airport. Yeah, I do it accidentally now. So now I'm like,
accidentally. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Well,
a lot of them are like self checkout for the food places now. So you just go in, you just take the food.
Reggie did that at Six Flags.
So it was
American. Oh, yeah. I stole it last time I was at Six Flags. We stole sodas.
Yo, he stole a whole meal and ate with us.
Yeah. Can I give you a pro stealing tip?
Please. Please scam that Jew.
Chipotle.
Uh-huh.
They.
Oh, hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's time for scam that Jew.
What's Scam That Jew?
It's a segment we have on the show.
Oh, okay.
Shannon, that's not the music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's not the music.
That's the formal name.
the new fun version.
Go ahead.
No, Chipotle, on the to-go orders, they just put them on that shelf, not checked at all.
Yeah.
No one checks them.
Of course.
So you can just, if you're near Chipotle, just go get a free lunch.
Same thing with Starbucks. The mobile pickup, just go and grab anything. I also, dude, I took it a step further.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took it a step further. So what I would do is you could order Dude, this is some great fucking scam for Starbucks. And this has never not worked. Maybe not. Maybe one time it didn't work. I used to do this all the time because I used to order a $7.76 triple breve latte. That shit gets crazy expensive. That shit adds up. You get two of those a day.
Yeah.
$14 a day, 7 days a week. How much is that a week, Shannon?
It's like $90. How'd I do, Shannon?
$14 a day, 7 days a week.
There we go. That's a lot of Brett coin.
$98 $100 a week. That's $400 a month.
Jesus,
that's a Honda Accord. A Honda Accord.
Yeah,
that's my car. I have a Honda Accord.
Yes,
01.
Yeah. Okay, and that's how much it would cost. That's how much I was spending on breve lattes. So what you do is you order it one time on the app, right? And you take a screenshot of that shit. Then just go into any Starbucks anytime.
Yeah,
and just wait a second and be like, "Hey, did you get an order for a Lewis mobile order?" And then they're like, "No, we didn't." And we're like, "Oh, I ordered it." And then they're like, "Well, let me see it." And you're like, "Oh, I ordered it for the wrong Starbucks. I ordered it for the Midtown one. It's where I live. Oh, it accidentally chose that one." And they go, "No, don't worry about it, sir. I got it." And you're like, "Yeah, it's no problem. All right, thanks." So
that's how you became such a good actor.
Yeah, dude.
All of that classical training.
So tell me about the time it didn't work. Like, did somebody touch the picture and the shit?
They looked at the date.
No, they didn't do that at all. They just said no. They were like, "No." Go to Midtown, faggot. but
Lewis is like, "I like your style."
All right. No, I got indignant and angry like it was real.
That. That's the Lewis
vibe. It was real. I was like, "I the amount of money that I spent at Starbucks. How dare you? How dare you?
$100 a week.
$400 per month. It's not a Honda Accord, I tell you. A Honda Accord I spent at Starbucks."
But you prove a theory I have, because I always see that when I'm like in Target and shit, and I'm like, those people are in the wrong and they're trying to get away with it, so they're starting a show.
They do.
Because their manager don't want to fucking be around there for the show, and they're like, "Ah, shit," and you're yelling. So
I got caught up on a Facebook prank thing the other day. Like, you know, you're on Facebook. I have a secret Facebook account now. Chichi Benson, shout out. If one of you guys can befriend Chichi Benson, that's my Facebook account. I got it for the Oculus.
One of your uncles or who's Chichi?
No, it was my
that's
porn star name.
Stabs that.
It was my it's my porn star name. It's my first Chichi my first pet in the street I grew up on.
I'm fucking with you, I'm sorry.
It was
your first pet you grew up with?
My first pet in the street.
So are you giving up one of your security questions for, you know, one of your accounts?
That's his password.
Yeah.
That's how you get free guest digital subscription.
I saw one of these prank videos, and black pranks are very different than white pranks.
Blanks.
Black pranks are great.
You've been blanked.
Black pranks are just like, it was this guy, and it was so not a well thought out prank. Like, look, the white pranks are corny as fuck, right? The white pranks are like, you know, they fucking fill up like a tub next to a girl sleeping with like fucking Cheerios and chocolate syrup.
No, white pranks are like felonies. Y'all be really doing some fucked up shit. And then, like, I was just kidding, yo.
Just grab a guy's phone and then he gets annoyed.
That's selfie sticks and shit.
Well, that's white guys that go to the hood to watch black people be black people.
Yeah.
When you push them. It's fucking, those guys, I give them, dude, those are the bravest people in the world.
Yeah. But they're
those
just white committing
guys,
crimes.
Those 16-year-old white kids that are like, "Dude, I'm going to go kick a black guy in the knee
it's
in
a
Harlem."
Prank. It's a prank.
It's a prank show.
Yeah.
And that's the whole prank.
Black people pranks is like, "Yo, I put milk in your coffee and you lactose intolerant." That's our shit.
Black pranks, "Yo, I killed your uncle."
I like, shot him.
But I didn't. Yeah.
I shot your uncle and I stole his car. Yeah. What up? You've been blacked.
I fucked my cousin on a stairwell. You've been blanked.
Yeah, white people can do that too.
Okay. So this one was this guy, and he was a guy who was pretending to be blind, right? He had a walking stick.
Yeah.
And then he had a wad of cash. And then he would just drop it in front of like other black people in the supermarket.
Yeah.
And you just watch these black people go every single time, just put it in their pocket. And then he'd come over and he'd be like, "You take my money? You take my money?" And they're like, "No. I don't want you." Is this guy?
I don't know.
I dropped what?
Money.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. This is a black on black one. This is a different guy. This is a black guy that's doing it, but it's fucking, it's hilarious. But there was this one African lady, maybe a Haitian lady.
Yeah.
Doggy. This is it. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Is this yours?
I didn't even see it with the white people.
Where you going with my money?
I didn't even see it with these hot children.
No, I think you dropped it.
No, I didn't.
So look at these white.
You're going to steal my money?
No, just, I think you dropped it.
If you wanted money, you can go to cloudplays.com.
and you don't have to take my money. Are you with her?
Yeah.
Who's with you guys? You gonna take my money?
Nope. Just give it back to you.
But that ain't even funny. That's not
terrible. He's terrible. He's terrible.
He just scolded him.
I didn't even see any of this. This is little old white people.
They were doing the right thing.
What's this lady doing?
What are you doing with my money?
Pause it. So this is weird. That's right. He does this. He starts like yelling at like white people for trying to give it back to him. It's not even like the funny part is when he starts going into the hood. You got to find him in the hood.
Okay, because
none of the black people are wanting to give it back, dude. A guy in a barbershop just literally says, "I don't know what the fuck you're talking about." He's like, "I'm blind. You took my money." He's like, "If you're blind, how'd you see me pick up your money?"
Ah, shit. I wonder if he's using real money. He can't be using real money.
No, he's not, because this Haitian lady straight up started crying and screaming for the cops, saying that he stole her money. And he's like, "Yo, this isn't even real money." And he's like trying to explain to people around.
Yeah.
He's like, "Yeah, it's fake." Nobody gets it. Everyone's like, "What the fuck is going on right now?"
Yeah.
But
blanked.
You've been blanked.
Blunt, wait, can we see the one that worked, though? Because those were trash. Those were just, were they practice sets?
Just being aggressive to people attempting to be nice.
Yeah. But he's obviously dropping it in front of them. Like, it don't look like an accident. Okay, thank you,
sir. What you doing with my money? Jay White gave me that money. What you doing with my money?
I don't got no money.
What are you doing with my money? My money right here. I just dropped it.
This is a plant. This dude ain't real.
Who?
I don't know.
Who put money in the pocket? What money?
Nah, this is fake. This dude know
him. I don't, because I...
my money.
Anybody here work here? I don't got no money, sir.
But I'll tell you why, because they'd be really good actors to be acting so awkward.
But this is trash acting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't believe
in most
guy.
Pieces of internet content, I'm with you. You're like, that.
Yeah,
you know,
like...
most pranks.
I don't think anything is real on the internet.
Right.
Like, I see that shit, and I'm like, this is a plant. Somebody set this up.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I there's no way they set it up. There's the African lady. She's real. There's no way she's a fucking plant.
That's because
she's freaking African. Out.
Oh, is this?
Okay, this the African lady?
Yeah, that's her.
What made her African? Your shirt?
With my money?
Yes, you do.
Jay White gave me that money. What are you doing with my money?
Fast forward a little bit. You'll see. She just follows him out screaming that he's stealing her money.
Okay, she real.
Yeah, she's real. It's not an actress. She's screaming thief.
Yeah, she's screaming thief and she's limping.
She has a neck brace now.
Yeah. He's like, he took my money.
Look, it's fake money here, dude. That's what she's saying.
But nobody gets it. The security guard's like, "All right, bro. What, I mean,
he's like, did you take her fake money?
You took her money, bro? Like, what? I'd believe her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He took her money.
Yeah. All right. Well,
what up, Dylan?
Fucking Dylan.
I saw a good.
Always standing around in the background.
I saw a good scam that drew on Instagram.
What was it?
They said it's the same basically with picking up the pickup orders, and they said the best place to do it, Texas Roadhouse.
Why?
Because they have to go, and no matter if you want a steak, who the fuck's ordering anything but a steak from Texas Roadhouse? They said basically you're going to get an awesome steak. The only thing is it's probably not going to be cooked the way you like it.
Yeah, so you've got to recook it.
Just guaranteed steak, because who the fuck would order takeout from Texas Roadhouse and be like, "I'll take a chicken sandwich"?
Yeah.
Wait, how does that one work?
If they have like a pickup. They have like online pickups. You just go and take one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And chances are it's... not a salad.
Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, everything. It's like if you're going during a busy time, how are they going to stop you?
Yeah.
How?
I've had that a version of this, that prank-ish you've just showed happen to me. I think I was trying to get hustled, though.
What do you mean?
In around some, like, one of the parks outside Times Square. Outside LOL. And two black guys walked by, and then out of their pocket, 100% true, just dropped a little baggie, just of a little weed. And then my friend Dan, who I was with, just picked it up, put it in his pocket. And about 2 minutes later, they walked back and they said, "Did you see any weed?" And then my friend Dan was like, "Oh, yeah, is that yours?" And then handed it to him. And they did a version of, like, it felt like they wanted us to say no so they could have a reason to be mad at us.
Right.
But because within an instant, we were like, "Yeah." They had no, like, you have no leg to stand on when someone's just giving it back.
And it was like, "Fuck, we got to do another take."
Yeah.
There was a guy
there's a boom mic guy.
There was a guy that used to hang out by NYU and try and scam kids saying that you stepped on his ecstasy. that he was doing a drug deal, dropped it, and you stepped on it, and now you owe him $80. And he got so many fucking scared white kids.
Of course. Because they were just, and they had just parents' money or something.
Yeah, I told him, come with me to the ATM, and I just walked him to a police station.
Well, that was an old scam they would do.
And he ran away.
they'd bump into a tourist in Times Square with like a shitty cell phone.
Or broken glasses, and they drop the broken glasses.
Yeah, exactly. They drop it, and they go, oh, you got to give me $100 for my phone. They sort of intimidate them. I did that to an old lady once. I intimidated an old lady.
I like how they used to.
I was
beat up an old lady. Now. Anyway,
this is when he grew up. I was
Puerto Rican.
I was skateboarding. This is very recently. This is not that long ago. I was definitely doing well enough to not intimidate this old lady into giving me money.
What?
I was doggy.
Yo, she now has a podcast on this network. Meant to
carry in groceries.
I was skateboarding.
Just like, can I carry your groceries?
I was skateboarding.
Yeah.
Right. And I was going down the sidewalk. And there was a lady with a poodle. I told the story on Legion Skanks, I believe. I don't know if you ever heard this, Zach, but this poodle lunged at me while I was on my skateboard. And I was on my phone, too. I was skateboarding on my phone, which is probably not the best way to do it, okay? This poodle lunges at me. I'm like, ah! And then I fall off my skateboard, and I bust my ass. Like, scrape up my knees, I bang my elbow real hard, and my cell phone flies out of my hand, and the whole screen fucking shatters.
Yeah. Right?
So then I'm like, oh, I'm dying. And she's like, oh, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm just pretty fucked up. Like, you really got to watch your dog not lunging at fucking people. What if it was a kid? Like,
pause.
You know.
Pause. You started skateboarding.
Yeah, he had four paws. It was a dog, yes.
You started skateboarding in your 30s.
Yeah. This is like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Oh, okay. I'm like, how old were you?
I'm way older than I should have been.
Yeah, okay.
But I was just upset and angry, and I was like, oh, I was like, your fucking dog. And she's like, you know, she wasn't that nice. She was sort of kind of cold about it. And I was like, that's fucking crazy. I was like, you can't fucking have your dog jumping at people.
Yeah.
And she's like, whatever. And then I was like, I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to call the cops. And what I was doing was I was implying that we're going to kill your dog. Because that's what they do here. When dogs attack people, they put them the fuck down. So what I did was I was like, yeah, bitch, you want to fucking sit there and have your dog lunge at me and have me be in pain? So then she was like, no, please don't call. I was like, no. Yeah. No, this dog's a fucking wild beast. Yeah. And you're not fit to take care of this dog.
Holy shit.
At no point did she go,
Lewis isn't calling. He's just wailing on the dog.
At no point did she go, with what? You destroyed your phone.
Doggy, she was like, no, I'll pay. Let me pay for your phone. And I was like, all right, fine. That's a start. And I made that bitch write me a check right there and then.
How much?
Like $200.
That's pretty decent.
Yeah.
That's pretty
well,
decent.
Well, Apple Care, it's like $75. No,
it was the insurance. It would have been like $200 or whatever.
Yeah, but Apple Care, it's like $75 to fix the screen if you take it to the Apple Store.
I didn't make a profit. I remember whatever it was.
You took it to
we exchanged information and I put her in contact.
Oh, okay.
She was like, just let me know how much it costs. And it was whatever it costs, that's how much I charged her. But I definitely fucking threatened that dog's life.
Damn.
Do you like Karen?
But in retrospect, I wouldn't have given a fuck that much, but I was just in so much pain in the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, it sucked.
I'm picturing your life as a series of just conflict with strangers.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's a lot of conflict.
How often do you get in an altercation weekly? How many altercations do you get in per week?
Now, not as much, because now I don't have to use public transportation or deal with people as much. So not that much, honestly. When I used to be in an Uber, it used to be daily. When I used to have to walk to the subway and encounter strangers, for sure, like every single day. If I'm in a bad mood and you cross my path, you're going to know that I'm in a bad mood.
Even if you're just the guy at Dunkin' working for $7.85 an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Those are the people who
It's my money. I pay a salary.
For sure.
He works for me.
Yeah.
Sure.
That should be known.
Great approach.
All right, real quick, we got to thank Blue Chew for supporting today's show. Blue Chew offers a performance enhancement for the bedroom. Look, I love my Blue Chew chewables. I really do. My lady loves the chewables. Shannon probably loves the chewables. Shannon, have you ever banged a guy on Blue Chew chewables or not?
No, I haven't. I'm looking forward to the day that it happens.
What's up? What's up, Shannon? Let's get crazy. Just for the sake of the sponsor, why don't you just have sex with me? And we'll do it once without a chewable and once with.
Sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In that order, because that's when he's going to need it.
So look, here's the deal. You guys have heard of Viagra and Cialis. It's actually the same active ingredient as those two drugs, but but it's cheaper because they cut out the middleman. They prescribe it to you with an online doctor's visit, and they send it to your house in discreet packaging. So it's all done online. It's all done very, very quickly, and it's all done from the comfort of your own home. The best part of all of this is we're going to give you a free trial. All you got to do is go to BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com, and you get your first order for free when you use the promo code RAP. You just have to pay $5 shipping, get your first order for free, chew it, do it, check it out. If you love it, you're going to keep that prescription forever. Okay, where were we?
Did you guys see Bad Trip?
Yeah, I liked it.
It was so funny.
It was a funny movie, yeah.
I thought it was great.
I haven't the Eric Andre movie?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it, but I really love that style of filmmaking.
Yeah.
It's Borat-like in that it mixes actors with acting on real life people.
It
right?
was legitimately funny. It made me fucking really laugh. Did you watch it yet?
I haven't seen it.
Go watch it, Zach. You'll love it. You'll love it. It's very, very funny.
I have the trailer if you want.
Yeah, pull up the trailer for a second. Tiffany Haddish was great in it.
Everybody was great. The storyline was funny.
Yeah, Eric Andre was great. It was fucking funny, dude. Yeah. It was legitimately actually really funny. The pranks are, they're unique. It's just sort of fucked up and like just makes people uncomfortable. It's great.
Yeah.
I do
That's because
see
he has a good middle ground. He's biracial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just hit that on switch for me?
No. Oh, my God, turn it off. Oh, I'm going to get fired again. Oh, shimmy your jacket. Jacket. Why?
That's great.
You seen these dudes right here? They stole my car.
The police are right there, though.
They're not helping at all. You know what? Sometimes you just got to...
Dude, Tiffany Haddish was so good in this movie.
Funny.
I'm sinking.
Go get some butter.
It's almost like, what was funny, honestly, it's pranking black people, which made the movie great, because what was so funny was just, like, all, like, the straight-up real black people that they were encountering, and, dude, black people are just so fucking animated when they're fucking into it, dude. They go to the zoo. I mean, I don't want to like spoil anything. Go watch the movie.
I've seen it.
Jesus, Lord, the connecting of the sentences.
Black people, it's they like, go to the zoo. Jesus Christ, I'm gonna use the bathroom.
I like can't the train here. Of thought is not.
God damn it! I knew what I was getting myself into.
The best movie ever. They go to the zoo and do magic.
Uh huh. Black people are so easily impressed. Give them a balloon.
Christ.
They let him out of their cages. Can you believe this? Like, can you believe it?
No, I was genuinely impressed.
No, it was a good movie. And that shit was like, I think they did that like 5 years ago.
They must have, well, because, all the COVID shit, like they're in big fucking crazy populated areas. That's how long ago they filmed that.
Yeah. Because it was supposed to come out in theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
And they just were waiting, and finally they said, fuck it?
Yeah. Because I remember me, Derek, and a couple of people auditioned for it. And
really?
Like, they auditioned for people for that? But, yeah.
And it was your audition and that was like year... five years ago or so?
Yeah.
Four
years ago, wow.
But it came out the right time. I feel like it probably wouldn't have got the success it got now if it would have came out in the theaters. But that shit is really funny.
It was really funny. Well, I think it was better for Netflix. I think it could have gotten lost in the shuffle in the theaters.
Yeah.
Because even on Netflix, it was just sort of there, and it was like, I don't know. But it was like word of mouth. Word of mouth doesn't drive you enough, in my opinion, to bring yourself to the movies.
Yeah.
You bring your chick, you got to go. It's your whole night.
It's a whole thing.
You're investing hours. You're investing time. It's a lot. Whereas Netflix, if I don't like it, I could turn it off after 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You just press play. Me and my chick, we're starting to eat a sandwich or whatever. We were having lunch yesterday. We're like, I'll turn it on for a minute. And we just started watching it and just kept it on the whole time.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Don't you think that's like why I think the movie theater experience is so great is because you're forced to give this thing your attention. Like, I almost like going to a theater because I genuinely give it my undivided attention. Whereas if I'm in my, technically I have a weird living situation, technically house, I just do shit.
What the fuck is a technically house?
I do technically live in a house in New York for free, but I don't have heat or hot water.
You're squatting.
Not
sell.
Dude, value plummets. No, I live in, I don't have Wi-Fi, but so that's why I can't watch this shit.
Where do you live in New York?
I live in Bed-Stuy, yeah.
And it's a house.
Yeah, I live in a house. Basically, there's a really, really rich guy who owns like 16 or 18 properties. I don't know him. I've never met him. But a friend of a friend is like his super who oversees a bunch of properties. That friend of a friend, I met him and he mentioned living. This guy, really rich guy, likes to have people live in some of the properties to keep
just
an eye on
no
the place.
Just no electric. And it's just like, just figure
Why
it out.
Why can't you have gas, electric or hot water?
So I do have electricity, but okay. I can't have heat or hot water because he doesn't want it to officially have tenants because if he has official tenants, property taxes increase. Kick his ass. But yeah. If there's no heat gas, he doesn't have to pay his high taxes. And
so you just shower with cold water every day?
So I've showered with cold water. I have a shower bag that I leave outside that soaks up the rays of the sun. I also shower at friends and family. Love to come over and shower at your place, Lewis, if you'd have me.
I'd love to have you.
That's an episode.
Before they fight, they shower together.
You need to stop.
What?
You need to. Can I tell you what you need to do?
Go.
You need to move out of this place right now. I don't care that it's free rent.
You're crazy.
No, I'm right.
No, free rent means I You know how much easier it is to survive? I get like four showers in a week. That's like a decent amount.
Can I tell you though?
Go.
You're setting your mental goal at surviving.
No.
As opposed to setting your mental goal at becoming a fucking millionaire or extraordinarily successful or whatever it is. You're going like, you know, easiest to survive. No. Forget surviving. Thrive, bitch.
That's the goal is to thrive. But by making it so easy to survive, I don't have rent. You know how much easy it is to live in New York when you don't have to pay $900 to plus a month?
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I have a different mentality and I have a different approach to life.
The hustle, it's a different hustle when you're like a little comfortable. You know what I mean? Even if you lived in a place where you can use the gas and shit like that.
That'd be so nice.
Yeah, like, I don't know how old you are, but, like, at a certain age, that struggle shit isn't the most.
It's not a struggle. That's the thing.
It ain't a struggle to you because you're probably young.
And you're like, you don't have hot water. That's a struggle.
Yo, I need hot water.
You've convinced yourself that that's not a struggle.
It's not a struggle.
That sounds like a goddamn nightmare.
I live like that as a kid. You think I want to do that shit as an adult?
It sounds like hell. It sounds like pure hell.
It's a brownstone.
To save $900 a month.
Yeah. Exactly. It's so much easier.
To figure out how to make that $900 off of your talent is so much more. You'll feel more accomplished versus going, I can do everything. I can do all the non-paid shows because I don't have rent, and you end up accepting more bullshit. Where if you have something to work towards, you fucking have standards. You have things you will and won't do. So
I think.
But I like hot water, and I got to pay.
I disagree with that because you're acting like you can't do that while still having no rent. The no rent allows me to not really have a job. And I've relatively recently come into this situation. So
look, I had a roommate.
Yeah.
Right. And once I be technically, I could still right now I could bring two tenants into my home right in Jersey. I have a house. My son only stays with me 3 to 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'll take the other three or four.
I could have a tenant downstairs. I could turn it into another apartment and have a tenant and probably have, you know, probably save $1,500 a month. Right. And just charge somebody rent. But then I'd be giving up a certain quality of life. My privacy. That's something that's important to me. Right.
Yeah.
Hot water is similar for me.
I have hot water. I have an electric. I got an electric kettle. I got an electric kettle. I can get hot water.
Doggy, you have to wait till your tea kettle's whistling to take a shower. That's awful.
What is that? 2.5 minutes? That's how long it takes some water to warm up anyway. I think you guys are wrong. And don't get me wrong. I wish I was making gas digital money, but
it's not that much money. It's not that much money. I'm just saying, like, It is a mental. It's arbitrary. It's fairly arbitrary. That whether it's $900 more a month or not, that is an arbitrary number that you've sort of set for yourself. So I would rather, once you realize that that's arbitrary and that you're sort of like, it's just sort of an imaginary line that you could pretty much hit at any given moment, you're going to realize like, well, if you're just choosing no hot water in that case. In my head, I'm going like, you're just making a choice to have no hot water. It's not about saving $900 a month. It's not about having the free, like, no. You're just.
It's at, go ahead,
what's
Zach. Yeah.
The rap like when you bring a girl home? Like, do you warn her?
They, I mean,
like, look.
Do you want to know the truth about this?
just, better be clean now. So,
well, it ain't getting better.
Sometimes I'll just be like, yeah, so this is my house that I own. No, I've never done that. I mean, I do have to be prefacing and be like, okay, I live in this house for free. And you want to know, this is
a, I mean, that is not making a chick wet. Yeah.
She's sopping.
Oh, my God, dude. I mean, Shannon, imagine this guy's like, hey, just listen. So listen, this is cool. You can't shower I live here for, I don't pay rent. No. This is awful.
How many times have you had to spit on it? How many times you're like,
this is a true story. So I did have a girl at the place, and the previous, this is 100% true. The previous tenants of this house, I was told, were members of a religious cult.
That's
of Christianity.
Not helping.
I know, exactly. So when I moved in, I didn't like do any redecorating because I don't give a fuck, because I'm just trying to like write and make stuff. So I didn't do any redecorating because I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to waste money on shit. So, I had a girl back, and we were just having tea at the dining room table, and then she looked and
That's exactly how much hot water you have.
Yeah.
Two teacups.
Yeah. I got running water. But she goes, oh my God. And I go, what's up? And she goes, how into Jesus are you? And I said, what? And then she pointed, and I looked behind me, and the bookshelf in the dining room had 14 Bibles on it.
Wow.
That I just didn't even process.
Well, you can burn those for warmth now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make your oatmeal.
And it wasn't better to be like, don't worry, it's normal. A religious cult used to live here, so just ignore that.
Damn.
Are you one of those guys who get themselves in those situations for the story? Like,
no,
create the weird world so you can
Honestly, okay. No. I like saving $1,000 a month. It allows me to pursue my dreams.
But
more
you
easily.
Can make $1,000 a month,
Monroe,
not worry about it. You can hustle, be like, all right, I know how to make $1,000 a month, so let me figure out something else. You can do that
exactly.
I'm tired of believing a white boy.
You can shower.
every dollar I make basically goes to savings, which at this stage in my life, I don't need maximum creature comforts. What I need to do is build up the nest egg for the future.
It's just a different, once again, different attitude. So you create that standard in your life where you say, I want to have these nice things, a shower. And then you have to get them. You have to achieve those goals because you don't have to, because you're saving a nest egg, and you know you're just setting your bar a lot lower, and you're setting the goal lower.
I don't think I would venture to say
you'll always survive when
hard.
The goal is surviving.
The goal isn't surviving.
You'll always just survive. Like, you know those people who are like, all right, man, I'm making it. You'll just always keep making it.
That's
like
not the goal.
You won't get any further than
the
that.
The goal is to be able to survive so that I can work on whatever I want to work on and write whatever I want to write and work on scripts. I literally can write
for
10 hours a day.
What if he's the next Elon Musk and we're just sitting here like, you're wrong.
Shut up, dummy. You don't
know
anything.
And then this free house, he's building fucking electric cars and shit.
I don't fucking know.
As a content provider,
yes.
Don't you want to live somewhere where you have internet?
That's a great point. That's why I came to gas an hour early so I could use the Wi-Fi.
That is nice. We actually have a shower here.
Oh, really?
We do.
But
they got mops and shit in it.
Yeah. I might hop in the shower after doing
get a,
this.
Get a quick
that,
one in.
That okay?
I think we have towels over there, right? No towel. You have to dry. You have to dry with the podcast.
I'll dry with this fucking $49
tuxedo.
You got to
put the suit back on.
We got to wrap this one up. Listen to me. You guys are the fucking shit. Love having you guys on the show. Brett Raybould, Monroe, Martin. Please, if you guys are in Cleveland, come out Thursday night. We'll be there. Me and Zach Miko are going to be partying with everyone in fucking Cleveland. Beyond that, we will check you guys on Friday. Is it a best of on Friday, Shannon? We're going to get another episode this week. Don't worry.
Okay.
But
run a classic episode, a good one.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what happens with the new episode.
Great. All right. Sweet. Thanks, guys. Good night.
Thank you.
That's all, folks.
Hello. Quantum Week is a podcast where they take a random week and review the popular movies and music from that time. Check out a clip.
Gangs of New York.
Yeah.
This is an excellent movie. It's going to hit my top five.
Wow. Yeah. So there's no movie I love more that I have more problems with, if that makes any sense.
All right, we'll have to go through. I think I'm overlooking some stuff just because it's so stunning and some of the performances are so fucking amazing.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. It's to my top, like, 35.
There's some scenes here where I'm like, this is just master cinematography. Oh. Like, just some and amazing direction.
It's
direction.
Really
yeah.
more direction than cinematography, I think. But
it's both. In fact, I was like, did this not... This got nominated for...
Well, famously got nominated 10 times.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, but this got nominated for cinematography too. And I was like, oh, what else beat this out? And of course, it's Road to Perdition. I'm like, okay, that's fine. All's right in the world. But beyond yes. that, there's not much else that was better that year in terms of cinematography.
Oh, that was better. I think it's more of a directing feat than a cinematography feat in this case, especially with Scorsese directing.